Hello and welcome to Beyond Markets by Julius Baer, a series featuring conversations with experts to share recent market developments, key insights, and strategic inputs from around the globe. In each episode, we cut through the noise to bring practical advice and macro research on today's shifting economic and market landscape. Please listen to the important legal information at the end of this podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Beyond Markets podcast. My name is Helen Freer, and today I have the pleasure of welcoming Luca Manozzi to the podcast. Luca is an analyst in our Next Generation research team. I actually spoke to Luca around this time last year on the podcast on the topic of artificial intelligence. And I'll be speaking to him about AI again today, and particularly also about the semiconductor industry. Hi, Luca, and welcome, firstly. How are you?
Hi, Helen. I'm well, thank you.
So thanks a lot for joining me today, Luca. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Artificial intelligence seems to be in the news all the time these days. Maybe we could start by talking about the semiconductor industry. As we've seen a lot of innovation in the semiconductor industry over the years, do you think this has enabled the huge advances in AI that we've seen?
Absolutely. There is a universal acknowledgement that recent advancements in generative AI have been achieved thanks to the extraordinary innovation in the semiconductor industry. Indeed, while neural networks and other AI models have been around for many decades, at least in concept, they only became functional recently because the hardware finally has the right amount of computational memory and interconnectivity power to train a neural network. Interestingly, training these models is so intense that data centers, which are basically rooms filled with thousands of interconnected servers and racks, they have become the main computers that can handle AI workflows. For example, GPT-4, which is the evolution of the model behind ChatGPT, has 1 trillion parameters and was trained on many petabytes of data. It required over 16,000 GPUs to be trained and around 4 terabytes of memory to store the model weights. And going forward, AI models will require even more power.
Now, historically, the growth in computing power has been predicted, in part at least, by Moore's Law. Could you tell us a bit about this? What is Moore's Law exactly?
So Moore's Law is an observation formulated in 1965 by the former co-founder of Intel, Gordon Moore. It theorized that the number of transistors on a chip would double roughly every 2 years as the transistor becomes smaller. So reducing the transistor size allowed for higher transistor density, and it improved the performance and efficiencies of computing devices. Or put in another way, it allows the same level of performance as before, but at a fraction of the cost and energy consumption per transistor.
But what sort of scale are we talking about? And what's the scope for the transistors shrinking further?
The scales at which chips have been miniaturized are astonishing. Currently, TSMC, the largest foundry in the world, is producing chips using a 3-nanometer process technology. This means that they can produce transistors that are a billionth of a meter. To put this into perspective, this is 100 times thinner than a human hair. Furthermore, according to the shrinking roadmap from different manufacturers, there is still room to further shrink the size of a transistor, and pretty much getting closer to the level of an atom. Indeed, TSMC intends on testing the production of 2-nanometer technology in the second part of this year, while Samsung could reach 1.4-nanometer technology in 2027. Ultimately, this means that we can manufacture chips with billions of transistors, which are extremely powerful.
Okay, from what you just said then, it seems like Moore's Law is still alive and there is further room for shrinking the size of transistors. So why then do you think lots of industry experts believe that Moore's Law is dead?
Because Moore's Law is slowing down and it is becoming economically more challenging. Indeed, the transition from one process node to the next one is extremely complex and provides fewer and fewer performance gains while the costs continue to ramp up. Just to clarify this point on the cost of each transistor is falling, but because so many more transistors are used in one chip, the overall cost is increasing. Luckily, while Moore's Law is slowing down, the industry is adopting new drivers of growth to improve the chip's performance. For example, the industry has been increasing the die size, i.e. the part of silicon containing the integrated circuits, and is also using packaging techniques to combine multiple chips together to form more complex systems.
Okay, so there are now more transistors in integrated circuits then, and there aren't just more, but they are more efficient and better performing chips. And crucially, they can now also be produced at a fraction of what they used to cost. Will these advancements be enough to satisfy the requirements of AI models?
Unfortunately, the short answer is no, this is not enough. Indeed, AI models are becoming so complex and sophisticated that the amount of computational power that is required for training and inferencing is doubling every few months. This exponential growth in demand far exceeds what the industry can supply based on Moore's Law, and it poses challenges for the sustainability of the AI industry.
Okay, so what's next? Are you expecting to see bottlenecks in computing power that might hinder the future progress in AI?
Well, while we don't have a crystal ball to predict the future, so far, large bottlenecks have been avoided. The reason is that we are transitioning towards a new era in computing architecture, which is characterized by parallel processing units. In a nutshell, this means that computing instructions are performed by multiple processors that operate simultaneously to handle separate parts of an overall task. This is a radical shift on how computers work and requires innovation both in terms of hardware and software. According to Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, their graphic processing units deliver a 1,000-fold improvement in AI inference over the past decade, which was enabled by the full stack, i.e. a combination of the architecture, interconnectors, memory technology, and algorithms.
Who is it that is buying the chips? AI companies, but that sounds very broad. Can you provide any more details here?
Hyperscalers, i.e. the large cloud service providers such as Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft, have built huge data centers to provide their services and are among the main buyers of semiconductors and AI chips. Based on NVIDIA's GPU data, we estimate that around 50% of AI chips have been purchased by hyperscalers, with the remaining half purchased by consumer internet companies like Meta, or enterprises like Tesla, and to a lesser extent by government agencies and supercomputing labs.
So from what you've been saying then, you're expecting an increase in demand for semiconductors.
Demand for semiconductors saw a slowdown in 2022 and a downturn in 2023, but it expected to reaccelerate in 2024. One of the key drivers of accelerating demand is expected to be the rise of generative AI, which should drive an investment cycle by cloud providers and enterprises, with GPUs, which are expected to benefit the most, followed by networking solutions and memory chips. However, AI is not the only positive driver of future demand, as the major semiconductor end markets are also improving. Indeed, we should see a rebound in the personal computers as well as smartphones markets as shipping rates normalize post the COVID-19 bonanza and the subsequent air pocket.
Okay, so to conclude, you still have a constructive view on the cloud computing theme, correct? Maybe you could outline the key reasons for this.
Yes, I still have a positive view on cloud computing and AI, which is underpinned by the strength in structural and cyclical drivers. So in the long term, we are confident that AI will penetrate further into our lives and economies as its ability to solve increasingly complex problems is advancing at fast pace. From a cyclical point of view, we believe that the upside cycle that started with the release of ChatGPT in November 2022 is in full swing, and we expect growth in demand to continue to outpace growth in supply, thus supporting strong earnings upgrades. While earnings and price momentum have been extremely strong, we will continue to monitor earnings results for any sign of fatigue or a deceleration in demand, which might call for a change in our rating. So far, this is not the case, and we advise to stay invested and ride the momentum.
Okay, very good. Thanks very much, Luca. It's been a very insightful conversation. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, Ellen.
And with that, we conclude this edition of the Beyond Markets podcast. Thanks again to Luca for joining me today, and thank you all for tuning in. We hope that you enjoyed listening to this conversation and that you will join us again soon. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Beyond Markets by Julius Baer. If you like what you heard, subscribe to our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. To learn more about Julius Baer, our people, our latest thinking, visit us at www.juliusbaer.com. We will be back with a brand new episode soon. This is a podcast disclaimer. The information and opinions expressed in this podcast constitute marketing material and are not the result of independent financial or investment research. The podcast content is intended for information purposes only and does not constitute an offer, a recommendation, or an invitation by or on behalf of Julius Baer to buy or sell any securities, security-based derivatives, or other products, or to participate in any particular trading strategy in any jurisdiction. Julius Baer does not accept liability for any loss arising from the use of the podcast content. Please refer to www.juliusbaer.com/legal/podcasts for further important legal information.
Get ready for the day ahead. Moving Markets is a daily market news briefing from Julius Baer's leading experts. You'll hear all about the latest ups and downs across asset classes, the underlying drivers, and our thoughts on where markets are heading. Search for Moving Markets on your favorite podcast player.